The purpose of the words is simply to point to the state of liberation. So the words may point to bondage so that you can, so that the awareness arises of the mental prison that you inhabit. Now that awareness is the arising of freedom. The simple fact of seeing the bondage of identification with the mental noise, continuous mind movement and its reactions and its grievances and its complaints, to see that in oneself is already the arising of something that is beyond that which you see. The seeing, which is the aware presence, and this is why we are here, is unconditioned. It simply sees. It sees the false. It sees illusion. This is why, as this arises here, and all the words are only designed to be pointers to the liberated state of consciousness. But if that liberated state of consciousness were not already arising in you, this is the only reason why you've come here, well, except for one or two who got dragged here by somebody else and didn't really want to come, but it's unlikely that they will stay, unless suddenly something opens up within them. That's possible too. But for most of you, you came here by your own free will, probably. Yes, it is possible that one or two came for the wrong reasons. Perhaps thinking that this was a lecture on philosophy, of playing around with thoughts, finding some new interesting thoughts. And then, perhaps after half an hour or an hour, it won't be satisfying here to sit here anymore, and then you would go. And that's fine. You need a little bit more time. The universe is very patient. There's time goes on and on. There's a lot of it. It doesn't matter. But most of you, if you are able to sit here, and it's quite a long evening, the physical body may occasionally move a little bit and may hurt here. And yet, if you are able to sit here, during all this time, this means already a state of consciousness that is unconditioned is arising, and that is what I am addressing here. This is what is being touched, pulled, all words are limited, one could say almost it is being pulled out of you. And the first step in this process is the recognition of that which is false, which is identification with all the conditioned thought movements as a me, a self, a story-based entity with a little past and a little future. A past that didn't go quite the way it should have gone. Oh, and you thought that was your personal problem. It's everybody's. It didn't go quite the way, it didn't quite work out the way it was meant to. It wasn't the one I married. He wasn't the prince that I married. I thought I married. He turned out to be a human. No story-based me has a totally satisfying story. And many story-based identities are actually unhappy ones, very unhappy ones, that tell themselves internally, almost continuously, their unhappy story in order to revive it. what he did to me and the world did to me and my parents did to me, unfairly treated, what God did allowed to happen to me. And so some of these identities are very unhappy ones, and the egoic entity loves that also, because at least you think you know who you are by repeating the story to yourself mentally. It gives you the illusion that you have an identity. And you have an identity of sorts. It's a storyline, an unhappy one. And you can carry the grievances and the complaints associated with the unhappy story of me, and they keep the sense of self going until you finally are on your deathbed. And maybe your last breath may still be a complaint.